just small one will just hire you. Actually, two villages. So.
Village 1 and Village 2.
Alright. Okay, so they each...
We can call them Pipe and Line.
Is that 1 and 2?
No, it's P-I-P-E and L-I-N-E.
So Village 1 says that 2 nights ago, someone or something broke into their like the village administration building and like ransacked it. And Village 2 calls you and tells you the same thing. So last night, someone broke into their administration building and ransacked it.
Okay.
And they would like you to look into it.
We're going to Village 2 first.
Oh. All right. Village 2, so it's a small political one, I don't know why. No idea what they look like, I assume. Yeah,
I don't know how they look like in the party, I don't know how they look like now, which is very much a village.
Yeah.
Rural town.
Yeah, rural town village, and then, like, in the center, there's some kind of administration building. Village 2 is this one, okay.
I'll go over to the administration building.
Okay, so you go to an administration building, and the village elder meets you with a couple of council members. He's very worried because it doesn't seem to be like random kids breaking in, having fun.
Mm-hmm.
So he shows you the first thing, which is like their guard dog, like they're dead.
Huh?
It's kind of palish. Well, I don't know. Could you tell what it's got? Yeah, he's pale as well.
Your dog seems to be dead. Yeah. It happened at the same time, I presume?
We believe so. So we've also been found dead this morning.
Do you have a doctor in town?
Yes.
Can you have him look at the dog and see what killed it?
Okay.
Should also check why it's so pale.
Okay.
I'd like to know if it's abnormally low on blood.
Awesome. Alright. So the doctor checks the dog.
I'm going to search the office while he's checking the dog.
Okay, so you search the office. So
I'm talking to the people as I'm there and asking them if there's anything that they notice missing.
So they were looking around and they haven't noticed anything missing.
I'm going to go ahead and do a postcog if I can to see how far back I can get.
Okay.
It's not going to be to where things were stolen, but I want to see if they're doing anything suspicious when I roll back. How far we get?
Nine. Okay, so you postcog back, basically.
Probably gives me about 8 minutes or something.
Yeah.
See what they were doing just before I got here.
Yeah, looks like they were just looking through the second thing. Try not to look too many things. So basically, it looks like it's been neatly ransacked. And that things were moved around, like, you know, drawers were open, it's closed, stuff probably closed. But it's not like they made a big mess. So it was like whoever did it was kind of more polite. You know?
Mm-hmm.
The door was not broken in. No one knew what it is. It's one of the second story windows was opened up.
So, I'm looking to see what's in this office that might be valuable, if anything. Is there anything related to the LAR effort? Anything else unusual that would have any interest beyond this little village? I don't care about anything regarding the village itself.
The only thing you do notice a nice, like, a display case with all their, like, the village various artifacts and all that they have. Other than that, they don't really have anything that you think would be involved in the world.
Okay. Well, let's take a look at the artifacts, see if anything was the cult.
Okay. Go ahead and roll.
I can identify artifacts. So my OVRV equals artifacts highest AP attribute.
Yeah.
A 10. I have a 6.
Okay. So, mostly they're just various charms, totem, not any magical. There are a couple that are very minor magic stuff, like warding off the good luck type of thing.
I will take a note of those to see if I can get instead of a fee when I'm all done.
Okay. The doctor's done. So he says that it's most unusual because the dog lost a lot of blood, which killed him. Actually, I should roll for the doctor. Who's an observant chap? So that's what he noticed.
And what was the wound that caused the blood loss?
He didn't find any wound.
Okay, I'm going to go see the dog.
It's dead. Mine's dead.
Okay. I'm going to use my microscopic vision, which lets me look in at things. I'm looking for two little wounds, like this.
All right.
Especially on the neck.
Go ahead and roll.
I have an 11. My microscopic vision is a 7.
Okay.
7 APs would give me somewhere between tiniest insects and human cells.
Alright, so you do know two small puncture marks on the dog's neck. Some kind of small creature.
Small?
Yeah. Well, unless it's got, you know, very close teeth.
Point this out to the doctor and ask what you think.
Well, there's what's unusual. Looks like some kind of rodent, perhaps.
Mm. Like a rat?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to go up to where the window's open.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to look to see if there's any evidence that it was forced open. Any wood chipped away, et cetera, et cetera. I can use my microscopic vision again.
Okay.
Uh,
No. No. I mean, it looks like it was open. It's just open.
Fair enough. And I look over the side to see if there's any evidence of anything climbing up.
No, you don't see any footprints on the ground.
Okay. I go back to the town elder that hired me.
Uh-huh.
I say, I have another site I need to check out that I think is involved. In the meantime, I would suggest the windows closed.
Okay. You want to just treat it that way?
Yeah.
Okay.
And don't invite anyone you don't know.
Okay.
I go up to Pipeg.
So you go to the first village. The village elder meets you there also.
And
it was much the same. Let's see. So he shows you the building, and it looks like... Oh, well, they have a dog too, and it's also dead. But it looks like this dog was mauled.
How's that, Seth? Do they have a doctor?
Sure. So you can have the doctor take a look at the dog.
Yeah, I want him to try and figure out what killed the dog.
Okay.
He might want to get a zoologist or something down to help.
All right.
Hey.
So this one was obviously, there's a window broken on the ground floor. So this one looks like much more of a mess. Although they cleaned it up, they've actually cleaned it up some, but you still saw that it's like broken furniture and there's like bits of rubbish still to be cleaned up.
I want to send you a postcard, see if they were doing anything suspicious just before I got here.
Alright.
I didn't get a very good postcard, a couple minutes.
No, I didn't get anything. So they also have, you know, cabinet case with a cat or the bed.
Ask him if there's something missing from there.
He says, no, well, missing, no, there's nothing. I should actually let him. Okay. It says there's nothing missing. There's like you can tell like one or two of them are kind of broken, and there seems to be. No, actually, I don't know that yet. One or two are broken.
Okay, I'm gonna skip through the case again, looking for real artifacts.
Okay, go ahead and roll.
A 7 that time, not that great.
They don't seem to have anything other than charms.
No
real artifacts.
I guess they'll have to give me cash. So I'm also going to carefully look through the case to see if there's any spaces where it looks like there used to be artifacts, but there is no dust accumulated there.
Alright.
There is everything else.
Go ahead and use your... Well, just roll.
Your non-existent detective skill. Microscopic vision. 14. Oh, that's a double.
That's a double, too.
14, 8, 22. Yeah, we'll keep going.
You can stop
with that. 12, 34.
You can stop
I'm now. Probably not going to get much better than that. 34.
You never stop.
I just did.
Alright, so. Yeah, there's obviously a couple of artifacts that used to be. No, a couple of
things.
You also note that there is some. Hairs, like fur, on the cabinet. And some scratches too.
I'll blow out my tweezers and get the fur out to still look impressive.
Okay.
I saw this. I read this in a book somewhere. Get the tweezers. I'll look at the scratches carefully and I'll draw them out.
Okay.
Piece of paper.
Yeah.
I'll look at the broken artifacts and try and comb back together and see if they've been in any of the dust impressions. The lack of dust impressions, or if there's just artifacts that are gone.
Yeah, the broken artifacts are in their spaces.
Mm-hmm. So I asked the elder, what used to be there and what used to be there?
Oh, he said there are a couple artifacts that we went to the Iowa City Museum for a display.
Mm-hmm.
Exhibit, right.
And what were they?
There were just like a couple of representative artifacts in our village.
Okay. Can I use your phone?
Sure.
Okay, I'll call the other village elder.
Alright. Ring, ring.
Yes. Were there any artifacts missing from the case?
No.
Do you have any on loan to the city museum?
Oh, yes, there we do have a couple on loan.
I thought so. Thank you.
Alright.
Is there a zoo in Island City?
Yes. Well, yeah.
I call up the zoo.
Uh-huh.
This is John Gilmore, PI.
Uh-huh.
Can you tell me if you have any wolves at the museum? Zoo.
It's a zoo? Yes, we have two wolves.
Okay, thank you very much.
Good. You gonna call? You're at, whatever. You're at the headquarters?
Headquarters or at his office?
You're actually at headquarters for a bit.
Okay.
Checking out the messages. There is... actually...
I could just do this whole thing.
True. So you get so you're at the headquarters and you get a call from Detective Kelly.
Okay.
Once again. And he says he's looking for the light.
Okay. He's not around, but I'll leave him a message.
Okay. So he's gonna give you, have you seen the newspaper today? No, you haven't.
Apparently not.
You should check it out.
Funny, usually I do some newspaper every day.
Usually.
Alright. I'll go find the newspaper.
Okay. So, there is a story.
Of White Bad Mountain people again?
Nope. About the light breaking into a warehouse and stealing a bunch of stuff.
Seems unlikely. But I'll go over to the warehouse and look around.
Okay, so you go through the warehouse. It's the Hawaiian import. Export.
I'll leave the light a note. I'll like tape the newspaper article to his chair or whatever and leave a note saying, you know, Detective Kelly wants to talk to you.
Okay. So you go to the warehouse. There's like, there's some, you know, police tape around, you know, like, there's like a smashed door. There's no police around right there.
Okay, well, while I have Detective Kelly on the phone before I leave, I'll ask him if it's okay if I go to
the sure, just try not to, you know.
Sure.
Take the case on the
thing. Sure. Alright, so I'll look around and see if I see anything.
Alright, so at the warehouse, you go in as Penelope? Or you go in as Isabel? Or.
Yeah, I guess I'll go as Penelope. If it's supposed to be a superhero who broke in, then they probably don't want other superheroes to come out.
Oh, okay. So, there's a fence, and then there's like a guard, you know, standard security type thing.
Okay.
So, I hear, is someone there?
Yeah, like the crime scene.
Why?
Rumor has it that the light, you know, was involved in this.
Rumor? There are witnesses.
Well, can I talk to them then?
You at the press, man?
No, I'm with John Gilmore Detective Agency.
One of those. I suppose it wouldn't do any harm.
Yeah, one of
you hired by the boss?
The boss?
You know, the CEO or something, or the one of the owners?
Oh, no, this is internal Island City Heroes investigation. If one of their members has gone bad, they want to know about it.
Okay. I suppose that's a good idea. Never trust you.
I hear that.
From the fight, I'm playing that.
All right. So you talked to a couple of workers.
And what's Donald doing awake?
What's that?
What's Donald doing awake?
Being grumpy about it. Investigating your robbery, that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
Damn.
So they say there are a couple of guys there who were there that night. They say they saw, you know, the light swoop in, smash the door, lift up a crate, and take off with it. And fly away.
Okay.
And they yelled at him, but he paid them no attention.
Okay. And they're sure it was the light, so they can describe him.
It's a guy in armor. It's flying. Of course it's a bluff.
How big was this crate? What was in it?
Ah, good point. The light is pretty weak.
Yes, it was.
So it was a pretty big crate. It was a 2-4 for it. So it was going to be So basically, it's full of shipment from the States for furniture.
Keeping up to do with furniture?
Yeah.
I did much of that a little bit ago, but there might be some new bad ones in there.
Well, there's some pins and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, you know, anti-pet furniture.
So. Right. Who was it supposed to be delivered to? Or was it for a store?
Yeah, it was for a store.
Okay. And looking around, I mean, it just looks like somebody kicked the door in. And
well, he actually flew through the door, smashing it.
Okay. Yeah, the light's not that enough. Yeah, I can see him flying through the door, smashing at the vest. Well, so
if he's been laid there unconscious, I can fly 55 miles an hour, so I think probably I could get through the door.
Yeah,
but then the
what? So I asked him like what color the armor was and how close were they?
They were in the next warehouse, so they saw.
Okay, so
he's like a building over.
So they just heard the crash?
Or yeah.
They saw
when them? When they came out, they actually saw the swooping in.
Okay.
And, you know, it was just whatever color he is, like silvery black.
Yeah, there you go. Light color. That's the answer.
Kind of light colored armor suit.
Yeah, his outfit is the color of the light's outfit. He was like the light. How many times that?
Okay. Can I get the name of the store that the delivery was for so I can go wash it up?
Okay. So you can do that. Let's see. What do you want to do now?
I go to the zoo. And I'll call. Shannon doesn't have a communicator.
No, he doesn't.
Okay.
Can't afford it.
Well, I'll leave him a note. Back at his office saying that.
That's really not a good idea based on how often I'm in the office.
have to leave you a note somewhere. I'll leave my note
to the local pub just around the corner. That might be a better bet.
Okay, well, I'll leave my note wherever he's likely to find it. That ghost girl asked me to look into this, you know, supposed light robbery, and I'm off doing that if you want to. So I go to the zoo.
You go to the zoo.
I want to talk to the wolf handlers.
Alright.
Is this wolf here?
I
love that it's nice freezer.
He looks at it closely. Yes, it is.
Aha. Do these look like claw marks made by a wolf?
Yeah.
Aha.
Sure.
And none of your wolves are missing, are they?
No.
Aha. Thank you. I go to the museum.
Okay.
John Gilmore, PI.
Right.
I understand you have some artifacts on loan from Pipe and Line.
Oh, yes, we have a big exhibit of various artifacts from the villages nearby.
Could someone please point out to me these specific artifacts from those villages?
Sure. I can have one of my assistants give you a bit of a tour.
That would be great.
Okay, so the assistant takes you around, pointing out the artifacts. So she gives you like a standard tour where she's talking about the Lunar history, the significance,
I'll sit through the whole culture. Thing. I'll make sure she points out to me these specific artifacts from PPA and Line.
Okay.
And I want to make an occult roll to see if they look special.
Yeah, occult?
Yeah.
Did you point out the spirit of the wolf artifact? By any chance?
Oh, it's a vampire. It's not just a wolf.
A vampire wolf?
Well, he can turn into a wolf, a wolf, a rat, and a bat.
Okay.
12 plus 6 is 18. We'll do it one more time. Plus 5 is 23. My occult is 6.
Okay. So... So the ones, so the artifacts of Pipe Mine are...
Go ahead, Kevin. You can use a curse word. You don't have to make up these weird little
A and Nene things. I made them up from. They amuse me because of the way the Hawaiian language works. The Hawaiian language only has 11 letters in it. And the Hawaiian language always ends syllable... vowels always mark the end of syllables in Hawaii. And so, Pipe is actually spelled P-I-P-E. Right? And Line is actually spelled L-I-N-E. Line. And those are four of the letters they have.
Is that why they have names that are long?
Yeah.
Yes. If there are more than 150 Hawaiians, they can't possibly have short names.
Yeah, it is because they have so few letters. But they also sound longer because their syllables break more often than ours do. So, anything interesting about the artifacts?
Okay, so the ones from those two villages, there is there's an artifact that to protect them against volcanic eruption.
I make mental note of that as something I want for my collection.
There is also... let's see. Kind of corruptions, fertility... island sickness... and being hit by falling rocks.
And do these seem like genuine artifacts, not just...
Yeah, these are all low-powered artifacts.
I'll make note as I want all of those.
Greedy little bugger, isn't he?
I have an irrational attraction for artifacts. So, after I've gotten everything that I think she's going to voluntarily offer,
uh-huh.
I say, so tell me what any of these villages or any of these artifacts might have to do with vampires. What legends, what stories do they have about those?
Vampires. But she says vampires, like, aren't those like an European thing? They don't really have vampire legends or local legends here.
And there are effects that blot out the sun, still running water, raise the dead.
Turn wood all pulpy and non-steak-like?
No.
Cause garlic crops to fail?
No, nothing specific, like, even though we have a vampire or a werewolf you can think of.
Well, I think you're going to be broken into tonight. I tell them about the two villages that have been broken into so far, and that the page had artifact cases that seem to have been looked through.
Ah,
I'd like to stake out. I'd like to stake out this place.
Okay.
Good choice of words.
That's a good point. I should go make some preparations first.
It's a stakeout.
Get it? I tell them I'll be back in a couple hours.
Okay.
I go and I get some crucifixes and just crosses, I guess, and some. Steak, some garlic.
No, when you get fetish.
Alright.
I'm hanging the cloves of garlic around my neck and the crosses. And, I have several steaks in different pockets.
Okay.
And I go find my assistant. I go to the office.
So you go to the office?
That's the only reason I go to the office. I'm looking for you.
She leaves a note. She left you behind.
God damn her.
I paid her nearly all the money that she can.
And she's doing crappy superhero stuff. There might be a press release in that. I go, like, to the headquarters or somewhere where they'll have a communicator.
Okay, let's see. Headquarters don't have a communicator.
Who does?
Rad.
I don't think I do.
You don't know who Rad is. Riff, you know who he is.
Okay, I go hunt him down.
Riff's not there. Is the robot there? The robot has a communicator too. Can I help you?
I need your communicator.
Yes. Why?
So that I can call my assistant. No, Ghost Girl. So I can call Ghost Girl.
Make a roll.
What roll am I making?
You're trying to persuade him.
You did that.
You roll nothing but double. That's not true. That one's just a double. 21.
Okay. He said, well, I suppose you should, you know,
ring, ring. Hello. Send back my assistant, damn it. Okay. As soon as he checks in, where are you going to be? Pub. If it's...
She'll know which one?
Yeah, she'll know which one. If it's after dusk, the museum.
Okay.
Tell her we have a vampire stakeout.
Yeah.
Rare artifacts going to be stolen.
Sure.
That is all.
You going after a vampire? Says the robot.
Yes.
Can I go? I've never seen a vampire.
No.
No?
You wouldn't be able to drain his blood.
You're going to go berserk and destroy the artifacts.
I'm not going to go berserk. Why would I do that?
Okay.
do this. Does it look like a cross?
I don't get that. He's a big walking cross to scare me to death. Mm,
I suppose a little bit, but not the real cross.
What's missing?
Well, he doesn't look like Christ.
That's a crucifix.
Alright.
A cross is just the shape.
A cross is just the shape?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it have to be, like, made out of wood or something?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Plenty of metal ones.
Yeah, they use silver crosses.
Probably has to be, like, one or two pieces, though.
I tell him that if he welds on a big chunk of metal, they'll go behind his head, that'll make him look more cross-like, he can go.
Okay.
Okay.
He's probably invincible.
When you're done, meet me at the pub if it's before dusk, at the museum after.
Okay.
Unless I've gone from the pub to the museum, no point in doing that. Yeah.
Okay. He goes up to a well.
If you destroy any artifacts, it's coming out of
Riff's pocket.
Riff's pocket.
Oh, I'll be careful.
Careful with that. What about in the China shop?
Okay. I go to the pub.
Should I eat stinky cheese over there?
Stinky cheese is fine.
Okay.
I just make it. Yeah, I already noticed it was pretty stinky, too.
Yeah, it was fine.
I go to the...
I'm going to the pub.
Oh, where I already at the antique store?
Yeah.
All right, I'll finish talking to them and then I'll go to the pub.
Okay, so it's an antique store. Make a roll.
Why have you been studying later? Hawaiian language?
I just learned a little bit about it when I was in Hawaii. Interesting to learn how it works.
7.
Yeah, it's just a standard store. People come in and buy stuff.
Can they tell me what was in the crate that was full?
They look out the manifest. So, let me show you a list of stuff. That's basically, they. Like, they have buyers out in the space buying stuff for them. Looks pretty normal.
Okay. I'll ask them if I can have a copy of the list. I can show it to Shannon in case there's any weird stuff on it.
Alright.
I'm going to stop by my office on the way to the pub.
Okay. When you get to the head HQ, if you ever go to HQ.
Okay.
There's a note on your chair.
I hang out in that pub Shannon's talking about.
That's true. Would you hit HQ first?
Sure. Okay. If you like.
I don't have a communicator, so I guess I must check in with HQ.
So on your chair there's a note and a newspaper article.
Okay.
So the newspaper article describes a robbery that the light did last night. And the note says that Detective Kelly from the police must talk to you.
Did I have troubled dreams?
No. You sleep very well.
Did he wake up with mud on his shoes and his shirt on backwards?
Right. Shirt on backwards. I don't know why my shirt would be on backward, but just in case it was, you would tell me, right? Do we have any way that anybody knows that I arrived here? Like, whatever, we had a, camera.
We have a house camera before?
Probably not.
Well, I mean, not like remote
video
control.
Video cameras.
Video cameras?
There's a little,
So if Jimmy Olsen is there with a Polaroid, then
right.
They would know I was here. Oh, I put down a note. Yeah.
Didn't the FBI guys say they hated me recently?
The FBI. Jeffrey Booth got No. I don't recall that.
Okay.
That listed on your subplot list, apparently.
Well, I guess I have to clear my good name. I'll pick up the phone.
All right.
And call. Is there a number?
Yeah.
Then call the number.
Okay. So Detective Kelly answers. Yes.
I'll tell Detective Kelly.
This is the Wolf.
Yeah.
Mean my words. I did not commit those crimes.
I'll tell Detective Kelly or whatever. This is the light. If you'd like to talk to me, meet me at the Botanical Gardens on 24th in 40 minutes.
All right. Interesting. All right, so you head back to the pub?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Gilmore's there.
I was stopping by the office first to make a phone call.
You went to the office?
Yeah. It's just handing the man. I call Pupé.
All right.
I say, this is John Gilmore, PI. I want
that spot. Are you worried?
Yes, I know who you are. still working on your case. I suspect that the person who broke into your town hall will not be back. I am expecting they're going to be breaking into somewhere else tonight, which I will be staking out. However, just for safety, I would suggest you keep your windows closed tonight and do not open your doors to anyone that you do not know.
Okay.
By the way, I'm making those quote symbols with my fingers when I say stake out.
Make of that what you will.
I'll let you know how things are going tomorrow.
Okay.
I call Dine.
All right.
I've already delivered them the warning, so I just tell them I don't think they're going to get broken into again, that I'm going to be staking out somewhere else where I think their culprit might be.
Okay.
I'll have your report tomorrow.
Good. Okay, so then you go to the pub, and Penelope shows up.
Who the hell's Penelope?
Is this anything?
Hey, you're buying the next round.
I buy all the rounds.
Well, yeah, that's why it was a clearly true statement.
So, here's a list of furniture that the lady stole.
or that
the light lit off with.
Yeah.
That somebody resembling the light stole.
Uh-huh.
Like apparently he like crashed through a door and picked up a crate full of furniture and flew off with it. I didn't think he was that strong.
Could be our vampire.
It was antique furniture, so I thought you might want to look at the list.
Oh. Anything nice?
I don't know. Here's the list.
I look at the list. Anything nice?
Yeah, I mean, there's like a nice, like, desk.
Wow.
Chairs and stuff.
This is probably a really nice desk.
Yeah.
See if you can get it as a reward for us for our office if we manage to find it all.
Yeah.
Does any of it look like occult furniture?
From the list?
No.
A tea of destiny? Does that sound like a pickle?
Looks very nice.
None of the furniture that was stolen was already sold then. Oh, was it?
Not yet.
Okay. Now the question is, does the warehouse do any shipping to anywhere in the area that might have had occult things? Because if it is the same vampire that's been stealing stuff throughout Hawaii.
Vampire?
Yeah.
If it is, would a vampire be wearing an armored suit?
It's just an illusion, silly. if it's the same vampire, he could have used his hypnotic powers to trick the people who saw him into thinking he was the light.
Fair enough. Alright.
If it was the same vampire, he could mistakenly have stolen this very nice looking furniture, thinking it was a shipment to someone who does occult things. So,
okay.
How long do we have before dusk?
Probably a couple hours.
Okay, so I would suggest go back, see if they do any shipping for any occult or strange people, in or out.
Okay.
And if so, if there's any similar size boxes, and if so, bring it back here, and we'll take a look at it.
So let's take it, sure.
Just, here, take one of my cards. Tell them you're with me.
Why don't you just come with me to the warehouse?
Yeah, why don't you?
I'll go with you to the warehouse. One more round first, though.
Sure.
Well, the something contingent has not yet shown up.
Is Eric showing up?
Eric is in wherever our Argent is.
I don't know where Argent
is. I'm not sure. It's somewhere in the Midwest.
Okay. I didn't actually hear what you guys were talking about.
We're going to go to the warehouse in a couple minutes.
Okay. So in 40 minutes, do you meet the detective?
Yes.
No, he was just sitting on a wild goose chase.
Right. They couldn't find me before, but now they especially can't find me because I went to the wrong place.
At the botanical gardens, they're going to find a note that says, "Meet me at the Japanese garden."
It's not true. Whatever they're telling you. I'm not even sure what they're telling you, but I'm sure it's not true.
Alright, so that's just telling you.
Okay. I heard you wanted to see me.
Yeah, I just need to ask you some questions.
This is untrue!
Oh, yeah, probably. Although there are...
Probably. Possibly. Although there are what?
He said probably because, you know, there are a bunch of mob guys. But, you know, just in case.
What do you mean they're mob guys?
The Hawaiian Force is the front of the mob.
Are they now?
Yeah.
What's the mob having
to do? So if you did anything there, not saying you did, you know, it would have been okay.
Okay.
But just let me, you know, get an official statement about where you were last night.
Was I alone? Probably not. I was probably... Well, what time was it?
It was like 7, 8 p.m. Not that late.
So was it me at the pub? Probably.
Okay. So you can say you were at the pub and Gilmore...
Well, I was probably in the, you know, whatever, eating poi or at the pub.
Okay.
Okay. Eating sucky boy. Okay. So yeah, I don't know. You want me to roll or something for where I was?
No. Anyway, you can put something else.
Okay. Well, I was any pub in that time frame, and John Gilmore came halfway through. How's that?
All right. Sounds good.
Okay, so you want to
put that like in your secret identity?
What?
That's the pub. Because you do have a secret identity, right?
Yeah.
But he's always in his armor.
Gives him more feeling of self-worth. He's not drinking alone if he's drinking with his armor.
So, yeah. So, he's not very concerned whether I did it or not?
He doesn't think he did it.
Okay, good.
That was the mob, anyway.
So, who cares?
The mob.
Yeah. Oh, what mob? Is there only one mob? And who's the head of the mob? Because presumably they're going to try to kill me, right?
There is only one mob. Well, after the...
The mobs?
At the top. At the very top.
Uh-huh.
There are lots of little, like, groups.
The bosses?
Yeah, the bosses and stuff.
You might have attacked Moloch. I forget if you were one of the ones who did or not.
I think
yeah, you're the one who fired first.
I think I should have shot him through the window.
That's right.
Oh, my. Did we end on friendly terms with Iraq?
Yeah, more or less. He doesn't seem to have anything in for you.
Okay. Do I have any way of communicating with him?
Got an office building. I can leave a message in the reception area.
Alright.
Are you just smashing this window again? The lock and a very quick way to get an audience.
Okay. Well, so who's investigating this?
I have a couple guys asking about it, but I mean, if you didn't do it, then we'll obviously someone impersonating you. It's about as far as we can get.
Hmm. Okay. Remember what my powers are.
You suck people's powers out and then you shoot them.
Oh, yeah.
What's that? Hand you five.
If I weaken them, then I use them with a 45. Okay. Well, is there a place where you're supposed to, where we can leave messages or have normal food messages?
Of course.
That's a public thing? People know that?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll ask him if he could leave a message with the receptionist. That's where you work? No, you work for him. We have no receptionist.
I believe what they actually do is they leave a message with the operator usually.
Okay. If you could leave, if you find out anything like, you know, who might be doing this.
Okay.
I'd like to clear my name. So, if you could leave a message with the receptionist.
Sure.
Or operator, sorry. That would be great. And I'll see what I can find out.
Okay.
Which is undoubtedly nothing, unless it's something we can weaken the top of the 45. I should call John Gilmore, my close friend. Or that receptionist, if you can. Okay, well.
All right, so.
Oh, I'm going to go and write out. Is there a typewriter?
Yeah, sure.
All right, so I'm going to type out really slowly because I definitely can't type. A letter to that Moloch guy and say, like, you know. Yeah, I did not.
It was not me.
I did not, you know, steal anything from your warehouse, okay. But I'm in the process of finding the one who did.
Okay.
The light. I'll underline that.
And what's the lesson you've learned from this?
It's
that you can steal things as the light, and people will not believe it's you.
Yeah, that should be a lesson, I guess. Maybe they'll eventually believe.
Sure.
Okay, and then I'll fly it by the receptionist of his building or whatever.
Okay.
And, sure.
Sure. Should get us a walk.
That would be great.
Alright.
And, I guess I'll leave a message for John with the operator, since that's apparently how you're supposed to do it.
I need to try and call our office. They
say, you know, I can't connect with anyone there, and I take a message for you.
And then I'll go sit at the bar.
Okay. All right, so you two go to the warehouse first?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you go to the warehouse?
Ah, I just realized the robot's going to show up at the bar.
Eventually. So, the security guard there.
Well, then the robot can tell the light that he's meeting up at the museum.
Yeah.
John Gilmore, PI.
You here to see someone, sir?
I'd like to see the warehouse manager.
Alright.
I'd like you to let me in for no reason.
The warehouse manager comes out, big brother guy.
Alright, John Gilmore, PI.
Yeah.
Investigating the break-in yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I'm hoping you can give me some information on what type of goods you're moving through here.
We move stuff for various companies.
Great. I want to know, might you have anything in your warehouse going in or out that could be an occult artifact of some type?
Oh, that damn witch doctor type stuff? No, we don't do that kind of stuff.
Any ancient Hawaiian artifacts, any artifacts coming in and out of Europe, anything. Anything that people might think is occult or, you know, magic, spiritual.
Maybe occasionally. I'm not too sure. Usually not. I can go check.
Yeah, if there's anything like that in right now, and I'm particularly interested if it might have been in a case either similar to the case that you had stolen last night, or close to it, or something like that. Do you mind if I look around the warehouse while you're doing that? Thanks. I'll start heading in.
Alright. So the security guard follows me.
I'll just try to follow along.
Oh, he goes back to check the record.
And I'm asking the security guard to show me where the case crate was stolen from.
Okay, so he takes you over to the area. There are lots of crates.
Mm-hmm. Can you describe to me the size of the crate that was stolen?
It was pretty big, like 10 by 10, I think.
Okay, I start crawling around and looking at any crates nearby about the same size.
There's several crates about that big.
Yeah, I start shouting out shipment addresses to and from to her. Copy these down.
Okay.
I'm going to go for every crate that size within about 15 or 20 feet radius around where this one was stolen from.
Okay, you can like four crates.
Anything going anywhere interesting? Or coming from anywhere interesting?
Transylvania?
No. I mean, they're all from the States.
There was something that wasn't on the manifest. 10 by 10 by 10.
Yeah.
He stole his coffin.
But it wasn't on the manifest. Oh, you mean...
I see.
It's possible.
I think it's likely.
Why would it be 10 by 10 by 10? Oh, I'm not there.
Anyway, so you're in the bar.
That's like something this room.
No.
Smaller than this room.
It's very close to this room, actually.
But it's well bigger than a coffin.
10 feet?
Well, my wingspan is 6 feet, so.
Yeah. 10 feet's like a little bigger than that. That's like probably seven or eight.
Yeah, exactly. So like the room that side of the strange hallway. So yes, much bigger than a coffin, but it wasn't necessarily the only thing in there.
It is a huge amount of styrofoam here.
Haunted peanut.
Alright, so you're at the bar,
mm-hmm.
And a big robot walks in.
Robot walks into a bar. It's in fact, what's his name's robot?
It's Rick's new robot.
Rick's new robot.
He asked around if John Gilmore's here.
I would have left.
What happened to you? Your head blew off and you got smart?
No, I'm the second robot.
I would
new
left,
model, much better.
I would have left a note with the barkeep that if a robot came in to tell him that I had a quick stop to make
And if I wasn't back by dusk, to go ahead and meet me at the museum.
Okay. So Rocky tells the robot that John Gilmore was going to be at the museum at dusk.
What museum?
The Museum of Hawaiian Culture, of course.
Yeah, sure with that.
Okay.
Do you know why he's going to be up there? I ask the robot.
He's going to hunt the vampire. And I'm going to watch.
You like
and
to watch?
Supposed, and I'm supposed to go like this.
He looks kind of like a cross when he goes like that because he's got a big chunk of metal behind his head.
Yeah.
Huh. No, not the robot!
A hunting vampire, eh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Never seen a vampire.
Yeah, well, there might be a reason for that.
Okay. Well,
when you see him, would you tell him that somebody's running around trying to impersonate me and Robin places?
Okay.
And I'd like his help.
Right.
And I'll be here.
Okay.
So I was actually planning to come back to the bar unless it got too late. So that's why I told the barkeep. Tell him that if I'm not back by dusk, to meet me at the museum.
Okay. Let's see. So all you do is check some crates and addresses.
Yeah, and then I'm gonna wait for the guy to come back and look at stuff.
Okay. Can I just go draft because no, the weirdo witchcrafty pack.
What did you say?